talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go, it's a Getaway Friday here on WGH Talk, Friday, October the 10th, 2025, 16 and a half minutes past the hour, joined in studio as we have been by Matt Morgan, and today joining us for this edition of the Exchange Club, somebody who was on, not the original Exchange Club, I can't say that, but... Sorry, you weren't. But you were on many Exchange Clubs, joined about 5 or 6 years in. You were on there pretty regularly for a while.
Yeah.
Sean Kraft, you're not near the microphone. Drop your chair. God, you're up too high.
He's on the other side.
He's already
on the other side.
He's grabbing for the...
When the hell is it?
Hey! This is radio. Lord, did you drop it?
Oh, there it goes.
There you go.
It's dropped all the way.
Well, why? See, you got it going into your...
Maybe because I'm so tall.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what it is?
Well, something like that.
There's some
length on one area. Okay. How do you hear there?
Oh, there you go.
Now I turned your mic up.
Is
okay.
It better now?
Yeah, now you're a little better. Okay. So, here. See where Matt's mic hits him?
Yeah, it don't hit me there.
No, it doesn't hit you there. I don't know what that's all about. Your breast area. Yeah. Yes, hit you right in the chesty area. Okay. Anyway, because Matt's going to Slimer tonight.
See that?
Oh, so, yeah, well, whatever. Slimer.
What's the Slimer's number one hit?
It's terrible.
And the number one hit is Fake It. We looked it up earlier.
Fake It.
Oh, Fake It.
Fake It.
Interesting.
You know that one?
I don't know.
Yeah, but you hum it to yourself all the time.
Now
you know who
I
is on this.
I will pull up the lyrics and sing it for
you. No. You know who else is on this bill tonight? Daughtry.
Yes.
He's like, that's the American Idol dude.
See? Told you.
I've never watched an episode of American Idol in my life.
Oh, really?
Country?
I believe he's country, I think.
I believe so.
He sings rock music now. I hate to break
but
it
But I'm
you.
Telling you what, he's the headliner tonight. I'm telling you, it's not Slimer.
No, I actually looked up the concert, okay?
I didn't tell you people aren't coming to see Slimer.
It's
They're coming to see Daughtry.
Look, I even screenshotted it so I could show you. So...
What is that?
This is the concert thing. These are the places. This is the backdrop that they chose, I guess.
Yeah, what does that mean?
It's a
skull.
They're rock music. It's very rock music. A skull is rock music.
I thought a skull is Halloween.
So it's headbanging music.
I don't think Cedar's that.
They're sharing the bill.
Okay, it's not like AC.
Yeah.
AC/DC.
So the openers are I don't know, Kamikahoe, I don't know how you pronounce that, Pod, and then Daughtry and Seether are sharing the top
right,
ticket.
Right, so Daughtry's big.
I didn't say they weren't.
Well, you acted as if it wasn't as big as Slimer.
Seether, and Seether is probably, I mean, in my opinion, at least the better band. I love Seether.
Listen, I don't know Seether, I know Slimer. I've seen Ghostbusters.
I've never seen Ghostbusters.
You remember Slimer?
No.
Yeah, Slimer, the
green glob.
Matter of fact, I saw glob over at Mansfield.
Oh, yes. When the ectoplasm machine was there, Ecto-1.
Yeah.
Yep. An ectoplasm machine.
That's the Ghostbusters car.
Oh,
I see. So we don't know Seether, but we know Slimer.
Well, I've never seen the Ghostbusters, so I don't know.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
I've never seen the new one or the old one, as a matter of fact.
Well, let's get into the hot topics here today as they were.
Hot topic.
This is what we used to do. I don't remember you saying that before, but okay.
just
go ahead anytime. And you'll be here tonight with me because Matt's at Slimer. Did I say that?
Yeah.
Okay. But Matt did tape his 10 o'clock show, so there will be a new 10 o'clock show on tonight. Okay. Most people have a hard time forgetting embarrassing moments. I was going to save this, but we may do this tonight as well. Most people have a hard time forgetting embarrassing moments. A post from Hartford Healthcare says it's because emotional moments leave a deep impact.
Now, I believe that.
Okay, I believe that too. Now, Matt doesn't.
Well, Matt,
not what I said.
Okay, whatever you say. It's all on tape, you know.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I'm not saying it doesn't leave an impact. I am simply saying that you, one, could use it as a learning opportunity because, you know, I mean, just don't do it again. Problem solved. And
but you're not going to do it again. It was a mistake the first time. Why would you do it again?
All right. Oh, yeah. Okay. It's a learning experience. Okay. And
I don't think that's the question on the table, though.
Okay. Well, okay. I assume you're talking about the whole everything turns out fine or whatever.
No. I'm just saying that if something has deep impact, mm-hmm. you're going to remember it versus something that doesn't. I don't think if you fix it or not, I don't think it matters.
Well, I think. Okay. Well, I mean, in that case, yes, that's an agreeable topic.
So why did you come off disagreeable there? You said it's not what I said. Da da da. Well, that is what the fact. That's the point of this whole story.
I thought this came off the topic of me saying that everything turns out fine.
It did, but we're not talking about that currently.
Okay, well, I mean, then, yeah, I mean, yes, I mean, this, then, yeah, I agree. It probably sticks with you forever.
So what do you think, Sean?
I just think that eventually it sticks with you less.
Oh, it does. I have a lot of stuff in my life that scarred me.
Scarred you?
Yeah.
Now, what is your most embarrassing moment?
Oh, well, the most embarrassing moment, I mean, well, one of them, I can't think of a lot of them, but one of them...
If you can't think about it, then it didn't scar you.
Huh?
If you can't think of it, it didn't scar you.
Well, I mean, I do have a lot of them, but I don't want to...
You want to speak of them?
Yeah, I don't
because they scarred you so deeply.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you one of them. I was at a graduation, and I was walking up these steps. And
I was there for this one.
You were there.
It scarred me, too, when you were this embarrassed.
And I fell.
Yeah, it certainly did.
It hurt. You know the steps over at...
it was Harding's graduation, wasn't it?
Yeah, Harding.
Filled Coliseum.
Yeah, and I fell.
Well, this is why I was scarred during this event. Because I was walking with you up the steps, and it was loud. You couldn't hear anything in there, and I could see across the way, and people started to point and laugh. And I thought, what are they pointing and laughing at? And I turned around to you to say, what are they pointing and laughing at? And I turned around and you weren't there.
And then you
are flat out in the aisle. And then I realized what they're pointing and laughing at is that you went down. And for years after, you claimed that it was your shoes.
I think it was my shoes.
I don't think it was your shoes.
Matter of fact, Matt, you don't believe this. I was actually dressed up to this time. I had dress shoes on.
Well...
You might have had
some dress shoes and khaki pants on.
Yeah, but
No, you certainly weren't in a tuxedo. I mean, it wasn't that type of thing.
Oh, that's another one.
That's another one right there. I was there for that one, too.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, go. Well, tell that one. That's good.
We like the
childhood traumas.
Well, somehow, I never put on a tuxedo. There's a certain way to put on tuxedos, apparently.
Now, wait. Now, you got to tell the part where you complained, I want to wear a tuxedo to the show. I want to wear a tuxedo to the show.
Okay. I did.
So we got it done.
I got it done.
No, I got it done.
You
but
got it
okay.
done. And the lady that sized me up...
Measured you. She didn't size you up. It's not like you walked in and she went, well, there's a 70 regular right there coming my way.
Well, she got out
a tape measure.
She dressed me.
No, I'm not the lady who measured you at the tuxedo shop.
You measured me. Okay, thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. So she measured me wrong.
Size you up.
I don't know what they called it.
Measured you. Fitted you.
Okay. So she measured me up. And I think she did it all completely wrong, because the day I had to put a tuxedo on, it would not fit right.
Well, you want
to... Go ahead, tell the story.
Well, here's the problem. When they measure you for a tuxedo, they measure you around the waist. But you don't wear your pants around your waist. You wear your pants low slung. And you tried to put the tuxedo pants on under your... gut. And you can't do that with measured fitted clothing. So you came down looking like a mess. I mean,
it was awful.
I mean, you,
it was that scarred me.
Well, it scarred a lot of other people too. And listen, the director would not let you out from behind the curtain because you looked so bad. That's true. You looked terrible.
We got in a fight.
You did. Got in a fight with the director that night. Because I was out there in the audience taking questions. And again, I was embarrassed as well. And the end to the bit was supposed to be you walk out. in this tuxedo, and hey, Scott, I finally got a tuxedo, because we've been playing around with that all night, and you never came, and it's like 10 minutes, 15 minutes, I mean, he's not coming. So I walked back behind the stage, and I said, you're not there. Yeah. And I said, what happened to him? Where'd he go? Well, he came down here all dressed terrible. I told him to go back up there and, you know. So then there were three girls who were performing. Now, this is my favorite part of this story. There were young girls. There was like a ballerina dancer and some kids from a dance school. And the director wasn't talking much. So I walked over to the kids who were back there and I said, what happened? And they said, well, he came down here, and he had one arm in and one arm out, and, you know, thing pants were slung and the whole bit. Tie wasn't tied. And he said to the director, I'm ready to go out. And the director said, you're not going out looking like that. And you apparently, now tell me if I'm the truth. They said you turned around and started to walk toward the door, and then you turn around and said something you should not say, you know, expletive you, you know, one of those things in the backstage.
I dropped the F-bomb.
You dropped the F-bomb on the man, yes. In front of the kids.
I sure did.
Yeah, so.
I did.
There's a terrible moment that we had.
It was bad.
Yeah, but it all blew over.
It all blew
over. But you starred with him.
I'm scratching.
That's 21 years ago
21
now.
21 years ago. So I guess I'm not fit for a suit or anything.
Well.
I'm not one of those kind of people that are made for suits or tuxedos.
Well, I don't know about that.
You think so?
I think if you pulled them up around your belly, you would have been okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you wear like dress pants, the dress pants, they're not like jeans. Dress pants are supposed to go, like up around like your you know, stomach.
Yeah. Your belly button. That's where they measure you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
it was rough.
So you would agree with this story?
Yeah, I agree with that.
And story. You say, you don't have an embarrassing moment, allegedly.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I mean, I'm sure I've done embarrassing things. I mean, like, the most embarrassing story I can think of off the top of my head, I told, I was giving somebody the rundown of the communist of the communist revolution in Russia, and I was very much not correct. I had mixed up names and people and timelines and things of that sort. And then when I later that day had come to the conclusion that I had messed up the whole thing, I was like, well, that probably sounds pretty stupid.
See, it kind of makes your things look a little weak. Yeah, a little small thing.
Yeah.
But no, it's just embarrassment, you know. And I agree with this. Okay. So there you go. And we'll be able to talk more about that tonight, because I'm sure you've got plenty more embarrassing anecdotes that we could go through tonight. So that we'll save
all day, probably.
Well, we'll have a fun time tonight talking about those. I like this story. We did this a little bit. It's worthwhile. A husband complained to Reddit that his wife has three newly divorced friends, and when she hangs out with them, she has a negative attitude toward him. So he said she should dump the friends and they should get counseling. What do you think?
That's very interesting.
I think so.
I agree. Dump the friends and get counseling.
Oh, I don't think you can tell your wife to dump her friends.
That's the issue. I think, look, here's the problem. She's going to see these newly divorced friends, and then when she comes back, she's now attacking, quote-unquote, you know, being rude. So, like, telling her to drop those friends, you know what she's going to do? She's going to go back to those friends, tell those friends that you told her that she needed to drop them, and then those friends are going to be like, no, you got to drop him. And now all of a sudden, you've done lost.
Then you'll be the fourth divorced friend.
That's right.
So I don't think
it'll be a newly divorced friend group.
I don't think you should tell somebody to drop their friends.
I think he should have explained the situation, and then you know, and then suggested they get counseling, and then just left the friends alone.
That's a possibility, I guess. Yeah.
Hey, I was just thinking, on this very show, Exchange Club, years ago, you flipped somebody the bird.
I sure did, the 20 nice. BC.
Yeah, you did. You flipped him the bird. I was there for that.
What for?
Why, this used to be a hot, heated, you think it's heated now? Oh, my God.
It used to be hot.
Oh, people would just give people the finger during the show. It was a mess.
I did. I gave him the bird.
Gave him the bird. Yeah, but he gave you the bird
Yeah, he gave me the bird prior.
That's true.
And it stuck my growl for like 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, it did. It laid there.
Yeah, it laid there.
And then it came back.
It came back, and one day
you're kind of like the mayor of this city. Things stick with you, and then you let them come out weeks later.
Is that what I do?
Well, he did that Monday. I mean,
yeah,
something stuck with him.
Oh.
But yeah, you know, you held that in, and he because it was never talked about.
No.
He just flipped you off during the show, and nobody ever said anything about it.
It was about rubber bullets, man.
Oh, rubber bullets. Here we go.
It was all about rubber bullets. I think we should use rubber bullets more than the regular bullet instead of killing people.
Well, I mean,
Knock them out a little bit. I
think the conclusion is if somebody's shooting at you with live ammunition, I don't think rubber bullets are what you want to be shooting at them with. I mean, if somebody's shooting at me with live ammunition, I think I might shoot back with live ammunition. Now, I mean, I guess if, like, I don't know, if you were, like, there's always, you know, less than, like, they have beanbag rounds and things like that. So, I mean, it's not a bad, but I think the bullets are probably useful. I mean, rubber bullets are not bullets, so.
Yeah.
But the person was making fun of you.
Yeah.
Rubber bullets.
Yeah.
What's wrong? He was making fun.
Yeah.
And finally, you kept saying, why not rubber bullets? And he just gave you the finger right there.
He gave you the finger right there.
Right there. Yeah. It was
rubber bullets.
Rubber bullets.
Yeah. That's rubber bullets.
And my favorite part of that is it really, nobody said anything. Nobody talked about it. Nobody, it was like it didn't happen. And then 2 weeks later, you were keeping this in. It was an angry moment. And we were doing the same show. Like 3 weeks later, 2 weeks later, something like that. Maybe it was the next week. And you came a little late, so we were already on the air doing the show. And we had a pink microphone cover at that time. And they were on each side, and the pink microphone was in the middle. And you came in, and you laid down the pops that you brought late. And then the show was, I'm talking to them about something else. And you just walked around to that pink microphone, and I flipped your microphone on, and I said, hey, Sean, it's good of you to join us. And you go, ah, I see, giving me the pink microphone. And you turned to him and stuck the middle finger right in his face. And I thought, jeez, holy moly. That's coming from a week ago. Put the pink microphone in my face. I'll show you. God almighty. That's true. You put that. You stuck that right in his face.
I did.
Oh yeah,
oh man.
I just whip.
Yeah, right there, right. You would think those things wouldn't happen. They're all in the book.
Oh,
those were some fun times. Okay. So, any event, you don't tell your wife to get, you know, better friends or whatever.
Yeah,
that's inappropriate.
That would not go well. I just was, you know, blowing smoke there, but.
Here's a question. I made fun of somebody's legs.
Legs?
Yeah, I no, listen.
How did you see the legs? Were they like,
they were in a dress.
Oh, they were in a dress.
They were in a dress.
Okay.
So I made fun of that, and that wasn't anything bad. It was, you know, just a joke.
Were they ugly legs?
Well, I don't want to get into it.
Oh.
So I made fun of the legs. And this person did not like that I was making fun of their legs.
Of course not.
What do you mean, of course not?
People don't like when you make
fun of their legs. No, but I was making fun of everything else with this person.
Oh.
Okay. So I could not figure out why the legs were such a pinpoint. And when I did that story on embarrassment earlier, I think that's what it was. I think they had been picked on about their legs, or somebody had embarrassed them, so it stuck with them and had a deep impact on them, and that's why when I came along and said something, it mattered than when I made fun of other things.
Hmm. So you just brought the old wounds back up.
But I didn't know that.
Oh.
I didn't know they were made fun of. I still don't know that they were made fun of.
Oh, you don't?
But I know they got angrier, so that's what I'm going to hypothesize.
Was this a female?
Well, most men don't wear dresses, yes.
Oh, you said a dress.
A dress. That's how I saw their legs.
I'm sorry.
Okay. But you never know.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I mean, I think if you're going to... I mean, I think that... I mean, you said you picked on everything else. I mean, I think if you picked,
everything.
I mean, I think if you picked on everything else, I think that the legs are equally as much our game. You know, I don't see why what the issue is.
There you go.
Well, I mean, you hurt her feelings. That's what you did.
Yeah, but I did not know that her legs were such a passion point.
Like, sure.
A lot of women like that.
Like
they like their legs to be nice and. Smooth and
like if I had a friend
I
who
didn't say
I
they weren't smooth. I don't know if they were smooth or not.
Did you touch them?
No.
Do I know this person?
Yeah.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I know who it is.
I would not touch their legs. No.
I wouldn't go near those things.
No, I wouldn't. Not a chance. Not a chance.
Oh,
shoot.
Oh.
That's funny.
But, you know.
I mean, if you had a friend who you guys insulted each other back and forth for fun, just, like, on a regular basis, and then all of a sudden you pick on the wrong thing and they get legitimately angry, yeah. I think I'd be a little confused.
That's scarring. It's got to be a childhood trauma, don't you think?
Oh, it has to be.
I think it's got to be a childhood trauma.
There's some kind of trauma.
Yeah. By the way, phone lines are open if you want to weigh in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 9944. Okay, let's see here. Oh, this is interesting. A woman asked Dear Abby. By the way, Dear Abby's been on this show.
Oh, yes.
I've had Dear Abby on as a guest.
Oh, that's nice.
A woman asked Dear Abby if she should cut ties with her friend who always messes around with men in committed relationships. Oh.
I think that's your friend's problem, honestly.
Well, hold on. Dear Abby said... Have an honest conversation with your friend before cutting her off.
I'm not big on the burning bridges. I think, you know, honestly, that's your friend's problem. I think you just keep on keeping on, act like you don't know anything, and then, you know, go about living.
So you think you shouldn't? Well, I don't know.
That's a them problem. I'm not the one out there.
But it's bothering you. You wrote to Dear Abby.
You know, I guess if it was bothering me, then I suppose. Then yeah, I mean, I guess Dear Abby's right. That is fair. If I was the one who wrote in, obviously it's bothering me. So I think Dear Abby probably has the best. I mean, if it was bothering me, that's probably the best course of action is to be like, "Hey, I don't think this is right."
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, I mean, I have to agree with Matt on that. I think Abby is 100% correct on that.
So you think you should have a conversation with the friend before cut her off?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm even cool with having a conversation with the friend and then just. Not cutting them off.
Well, but I mean,
hey man, I just want you to know, I'm not a fan of this whole thing.
Now this is a bigger question though. So you could have a friend who's having relationships with people in other relationships or married men. I think this is a woman.
I mean, I don't see why not. It's not my problem.
Really? So you could be friends with somebody who's having adulterous relationships.
I mean, it's not my problem. I mean, I guess so long as they're not cheating, I don't know.
Now, could you be friends with somebody who's having an adulterous relationship?
I'd probably let them know that it's not the way to go.
It'd be hard, but like Matt says, it's none of our business what they're doing behind closed doors.
Well, no, but what if you know about it?
Oh, if you know about it,
you do, obviously, here. You know that they're doing it. They're a serial, habitual person who's in other people's business.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I figure if I know about it, they told me. And I figure if they told me, I mean, then I'm going to tell them that I think it's not a good idea. But, I mean, you know, ultimately, it's not my life to mess up. So, by all means, do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I think it'd be kind of hard.
It would be kind of hard if you knew what was going on, exactly. But again, you can't control your friends. Say,
no, but that's do you drop your friend?
Well, you probably drop a lot of friends then.
Why? You think most people are having?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Well, listen, 17% of mammals are 17% of humans.
I just can't believe that number.
Monogamous.
I don't believe it. That's way too low a number.
No, it's true.
17%.
Yep, only 17%.
So you're telling me 17% of people don't cheat. That's it. 17%.
Well, a lot of people are single, so you could be polygamous if you're, you know, single.
If you're single, you're not in any. You're not in a relationship. You're nothing.
Right.
You're not. You don't have an ist.
No, but they wouldn't call. Yeah. You. Well, yes, you do.
I mean, I.
Like, if you're just in a relationship or you're just engaged, you're not married, so you could be a polygamist, but not married. They wouldn't call that an affair.
Why not?
Oh, I don't think it's an affair if you cheat on your girlfriend or your boyfriend.
Is it not the same thing?
No.
It's the same thing.
Married is paperwork. What is
That's the only difference. You got the government involved now. I don't understand what the difference is. It's the same concept.
Oh, you think it's the same concept?
A lot of people say that is. They say if you cheat on your girlfriend or whatever, they say it's the same thing.
You think it's the same thing as a husband and a wife?
No, it's not the same thing, because like you said, there's a paper in between.
Right, and you've been married sometimes in a church, and you've taken vows. You haven't taken a vow with a girlfriend.
So what? There's what? No difference.
Oh, yes, there is.
If I would cheat, so you're telling me I could cheat on a girlfriend, okay?
And then
I'm aware. But like, so, but the moment we get married, I'm just gonna be like, you know, now I have vow. Like, no. I assume when I got into a relationship with this person, she was under the assumption that I was not going to cheat on her.
Listen, I'm not saying either is good. I'm just
it's
saying.
The same thing.
No, I'm saying when you're married, it's an affair. When you are not married, it's not an affair.
It's just cheating?
Whatever.
I mean, I think it's a distinction without a difference.
So you're telling me there's no difference between a boyfriend and a girlfriend and a married couple?
I mean, married people usually have been together longer.
And married people, you take vows, you know.
But, right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So there is a difference.
Time, that's about it.
No,
time.
No, that's not necessarily true. People live together for longer than some people are married.
Okay, well then, yeah. Then I would assume that they...
But once you take a vow to be faithful...
I think the moment you agree to get into a relationship with someone, you have, in some sense, taken a vow to be faithful.
You know what? I heard somebody say something the other day. I love this
thing.
What
a load of baloney.
No, I know you...
Doesn't make any sense.
Well, listen, do you realize the conversation has moved on to the next topic?
No, I didn't. Okay, we'll go on then.
You're wrong on that one. I'm sorry. You're just wrong.
Okay, all right.
Now, here's a question. Now, this came up, but this is a real-life conversation. Do you date somebody at work that you work with?
Well, I was told by a lawyer.
A lawyer?
Oh, no. No, the man is dead.
But no, I'm just
this
saying,
lawyer's been dead for years.
I'm just saying, I was told to go to HR and get her number.
You're taking this out of context. He said if you like somebody at work, if you don't know how to approach them, then go to HR and get... I don't really think it's a good idea.
No, that's terrible. You're going to get fired.
This man was 90 years old at the time.
I don't think he cared what he said, honestly. I think he was just going on.
Well, in his day, you could go to HR.
I'm sure you could. I don't think that works now. Okay. You might get fired.
But so, should you date somebody at work? If you like them, but you work together, should you do it?
It would be awkward if you break up.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's about it. I mean, I guess go for it. But I think that it's not really... I mean, it's like manufactured closeness. Like, you might feel... it's just because you see each other every day at work. I mean, you're not actually close.
Well, I tell you what. I brought this up to somebody. This was a big discussion recently. And somebody gave me a quote that I had never heard before that I loved. I love this quote. This person said, "You don't get your honey where you get your money."
That's good. Yeah.
I thought that's good.
Yeah, that is good. I like that.
Yeah. That's like a hip happening kid quote.
Who came up with that one, your friend?
Yeah. That's what I was saying to her. I said, "Do you think you should date people who you work with?" And she just right back, "You don't get your honey where you get your money."
That's how you do it.
Interesting.
Don't you agree with that?
I agree with that.
That's valid.
You don't really like the people you work with. You're just around them.
Yeah.
Yep.
But at my old job, there was always relationships that happened.
Did they work out?
Some of them did.
But most of them didn't.
Most relationships don't work out anyways. I mean, even the divorce rate, 1 in 2.
Well, we talked about earlier, what about the people who date the divorce attorney?
Oh, terrible.
Terrible.
Yeah, and also some other instances.
Right.
Anybody who's getting a paycheck in the divorce, you should not date that person.
If you are employed by, then no.
I think that's inappropriate.
Yeah.
But I like it. I don't think you should get your, you know, honey where you get your money.
No, I don't think so either. I agree with you on that.
But why do people do it time and time again?
I have no idea.
And they always try to keep it under the radar.
Everybody finds out.
It might just be because it's like, I mean, convenient. I mean, you're both there. That's about it.
Yeah. Well, get
There's
a bigger
no
dating
I can
pool.
Think of.
I think there was just a trend, like go to the bar September and just go to the bar and sit on a stool and wait for somebody to come up and talk to you.
Man.
Really?
Yeah. Did you know
there was... Why don't you just go talk to people at that point?
Well, here's an interesting one. Did you know there's a new term called shrekking?
Shrekking?
Shrekking.
Is it like screaming in public?
Like Shrek.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Shrekking.
Now, here's what it is. Women who are dating men, they are not attracted to because the theory is they'll be treated better. It's called shrekking.
Interesting.
Right.
Well, no, I didn't make it up.
I'm not saying you're making it up. I just don't think the logic fits there, but okay.
I think that's a good idea.
I think that you're going to, I mean, what you're going to be miserable. You inherently just said you have no affection for this person.
No, that's not what I said. Attraction.
Oh, attraction.
No attraction for them. But they treat you better. Now, I've seen this.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So that is a new term, huh?
Shrekking.
Never interesting. Yeah, I don't know about all that.
I guess because Shrek is unattractive. I think that's what
people
the term...
People call me Shrek.
Well, okay.
People call me Kool-Aid Man.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know. Well, I don't think these are terms of endearment. Do you?
No.
No, but I think that's interesting. Would you date a girl who you were not attracted to?
Probably not. Now I can put a paper sack over her head, I guess.
Oh, God. Put a paper sack over her head. Man.
You know.
Okay. Well, there you go.
That's entertaining.
Well, that's something. I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, probably. I mean, so long as you can... I mean,
do you have any paper sacks?
I think I'll pass on the paper sack, you know. I mean, I think that might be a bit much.
But so you would do it, too?
Well, yeah, why not?
No attraction, but you would date them.
I mean, if they're interesting people. I mean, you know, if I had attraction for somebody who was the most boring person in all of existence, I think I'd rather...
See,
you know,
I think this is a trick question, though, because... I don't look at somebody's looks. I find people attractive who are interesting.
Well, like, I guess, yeah.
Like, I'm not looking
like
at their...
You like their, like, what they do. For
yeah, yeah, on. Yeah, yeah. I don't, I'm not really, oh, you have a good-looking face, or oh, you have a good-looking body. Who cares? I just, if you're interesting is what I find attractive.
Right. That makes sense.
Well, yeah.
So, everybody is attractive.
Yeah, not everybody can have a Barbie, you know?
No, but I mean... are you looking for one? I don't know. I just don't think that it's necessary to, you know... I mean, people's personality is what makes them.
Right.
And well, some people have sour personalities.
Well, yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, I could come across somebody who looks good, but I mean, you could, like... God, I mean, if I just can't stand you, I don't want anything to do with you. I mean, I can't stand you.
Right.
Right. But they say opposite attracts, right?
Look, opposites attract up until you get to know each other, and then at that point, you're like, well, we have nothing in common, and then eventually you ditch each other. It's just interesting.
I don't know if that's true, because sometimes an opposite, you can always find something interesting about them because it's not something you're interested in.
Yeah, that's my point. But then eventually, at some point, you're going to be like, well, I've done a lot of the things that I don't like to do now. And, you know, the interest is going to wear off at some point.
Right.
And then eventually, you guys don't like the same thing.
Oh, that's not true. Not as long as you're honest about it. Like, I normally would not go, let's say, to a pumpkin patch. That's not something I would do. But if somebody's interested in pumpkin patches, I would go to that for the experience. So, you know, that's...
You don't want to go ride a hayride?
No, I wouldn't go on the hayride, but I would do it because it's interesting.
What's about against hayrides?
Well, it just doesn't sound like something I would do.
I like hayrides.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. But see, what if you were, like, somebody who didn't like a hayride?
Well... I don't know. I guess we wouldn't be going on a hayride, would we?
Right. So opposites attract. Opposites attract. Just don't make fun of their legs. I'm telling you, that's a downer right there.
That is a downer.
How do you feel about Bad Bunny at the Super Bowl?
Who is Bad Bunny?
Singer,
he is the
Latino.
Yeah, yeah.
Real Latino. Oh, okay.
Twelve people are just ripped out of shape about this.
12th most popular artist in the world on Spotify.
Really?
People are just bent out of shape 12. About the Bad Bunny.
I thought Jelly Roll was up in there.
You know, he's lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Jelly Roll?
Oh, well,
look at that.
Not really a Jelly Roll anymore.
Was he on Ozempic?
I don't know. He was in prison.
You know, that's crazy. Every time somebody loses weight, the first thing is, oh, I thought, Ozempic?
Well, he lost like 200. He lost 200 pounds
every time.
What they do? Why raise jaw shut?
Do you know? I'm gonna tell you a little story. I was on his Epic, and it made me gain weight.
Well,
I ate more with it.
You ate more.
I ate more. With
really? It was a weight gainer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mine was totally opposite.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. There you go.
So, what do they tell you to do?
Oh, heck, I don't know. they want to go in there and cut my stomach up.
Oh, well.
That's what they want to do.
Oh, but, you know, Zipic didn't work.
No.
It worked for Jelly Roll, maybe.
It sure did, I think.
No, it worked for a lot of people, I guess.
Whoopi Goldberg?
Yep.
Yeah. But I don't know. How do you feel about your girl, Rosie O'Donnell, becoming an Irish citizen?
Oh, I saw that.
I thought she was already an Irish citizen.
No, she is now.
She is now. She got her.
Apparently, President Trump wants to yank her American citizenship or something.
I don't think you can do that.
Yeah, you can't.
All right. Well, it sounds to me like we've come to the conclusion here.
They just have been fighting. They've been fighting for 20 years.
Yeah.
There's opposites.
Is this still about the whole thing she said about Trump the joke or whatever?
When she flipped his hair and called him bankrupt and said he was a snake oil salesman and made fun of his hair.
Oh,
okay.
But that has stuck with him for 20 years. How do you feel about that?
I think they just need a kiss and get it over with.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's happening anytime soon.
No. No. I just don't know why that's so personal.
Well, I think Trump has the ego, like an ego the size of, like, you know, Mount Everest. So, like, you know, you go and you try to, I mean, you poke fun at it, and then he's not a big fan of that.
Yeah. No, he didn't have much of a sense of humor.
No, he does not.
No. But what about Bad Bunny? And they say they're going to bring the ICE agents to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, but then, I mean, you know, you get the, well, they also said, well, the press lady, I can't think of her name for whatever reason, she said that there was not going to be ICE people at the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So she had to
backtrack. What about Bad Bunny?
People been backtrack on that.
I heard recently that a group's going to have the American Super Bowl mid-halftime show.
Well, I mean, I had heard that there might be. I didn't know that it was actually happening.
Oh, I think it's going to happen.
Oh, well, look at
really?
That.
Is that good?
My understanding is just that, like, at halftime, there will be, like, I don't know, some kind of live stream of just something else.
Yeah, but are people going to switch the channel pull their thing up? I don't think they're going to do that.
Yeah.
I've said it now every time we've talked about the halftime show. The halftime show is honestly not even worth watching. I watched the last one.
No,
besides
I like
that, I skipped all of them. Like, I couldn't.
I don't understand them, but I like them.
The only Super Bowl halftime show I remember is Kendrick Lamar, and that's because that's the one I watched.
You know, somebody said get Lee Greenwood and fire Bad Bunny.
I'd watch Lee Greenwood. I mean, actually, no, probably not. I know one Lee Greenwood song.
I think he's only got one song.
Oh,
I think so.
He's got one song that everybody knows. Besides
yeah.
that,
I don't think I'd.
Stop pushing it.
I think he'd be very out of place at the Super Bowl.
Probably. Probably would be.
But I don't think Bad Bunny will be.
Well, Bad Bunny's...
So what kind of songs is Bad Bunny singing? Is he a rock star or something? Or sounds like he's a rock star. Probably.
I don't know. I never listened to... I could look it up.
Bad Bunny.
Yeah. Bad Bunny?
Latino.
Well, yeah, but I don't think... Is that a genre of music?
Mm-hmm.
Latino's Latin. Just a genre of music?
Yes, Latin music.
Okay, well...
Oh, it's Latin music.
Latin music.
Yeah, he sings in Spanish. I know that much.
Hmm.
You don't like that?
It's all right. I'm not a big guy.
Who was the Super Bowl halftime show last year?
Who was it?
Kendrick.
Yeah, Kendrick.
But you didn't know any of his stuff?
No.
So there you go. So what makes the difference?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's why I don't watch the halftime. It's always somebody I don't know.
But you knew him. You
Kendrick.
Said it was a good halftime show.
That's the only halftime show I watched because
I
knew
know
Kendrick.
I still don't understand that halftime show. Nobody else understood it either.
Look, I'd have to explain the whole rap beef to you to make it make sense.
Listen, I don't understand why you're having a rap beef at the halftime show.
Because Not Like Us was the biggest song of the year, and it was part of the
rap beef. Taylor Swift apparently turned it down.
I think they ask Taylor Swift just about every year, and I think she always turns it down.
She says no.
Well, you don't get anything. I mean, they don't pay you. It's just notoriety.
Right, but I mean, you want to have somebody in there that people know. Like, they used to have, Janet Jackson.
People
and
know Bad Bunny.
Well, maybe.
You know what I'm disappointed
maybe.
About
I just I told you. He's the 12th most listened to person on Spotify.
What's that?
It's the commercials. The commercials are not like they used to be.
Yep, the commercials aren't funny anymore. They're just commercials now.
Well, they're not clever.
Yeah.
They used to be.
Some of them did. They weren't always all clever.
No, but
some of them were kind of goofy.
Now either way, they used to put effort into Super Bowl. Now they're just commercials.
Yeah.
What's the best Super Bowl commercial you ever saw?
Puppy Monkey Dog. Or Puppy Monkey Baby. That's the one. Puppy Monkey Baby.
Mine was
Puppy Monkey Baby.
Puppy Monkey Baby.
What was that one?
It exactly what it sounds like. Puppy Monkey Baby.
What is that? What is it?
I'll have to show you a picture.
No, what was the product?
I have not a clue. I just remember Puppy Monkey Baby.
That's mine was the Bud Light and Budweiser commercial.
But which one? They did one every year.
Yeah, it's the one, the football one. They did the football, play football, and kick field goals and stuff.
I don't know. I mean,
yeah, I can't remember what they called it though.
Well, I somehow ended up on Walmart.
I don't understand.
Yeah, there you go. Puppy Monkey Baby.
Oh, well, that's ugly. I don't think I'd like that.
That's funny.
Here we go. Out there listening today. Kendrick Lamar is a Pulitzer Prize winner. Did you know that?
Who is?
Kendrick Lamar is a Pulitzer Prize winner.
For what?
He's the first rap artist to win a Pulitzer for his lyrics. And he's the loser of the rap beef?
No, Kendrick won. Drake got smoked.
Well, who's Drake?
Drake's one of the biggest rappers of all time.
Well, who was at the Super Bowl?
Kendrick.
Oh.
Kendrick just smoked Drake. And that
why?
That put Kendrick on the map. Again, I guess. Kendrick was big back
then. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, he used to be big, and then he kind of fell off, and then, you know, and then Not Like Us came out, and all of a sudden he was the biggest thing in the country. And the rap genre, at least. Kendrick.
He's a Pulitzer Prize winner.
Yeah, okay. And it was probably for Not Like Us.
Whatever. What does that mean? What's that song about?
They Not Like Us.
They Not Like Us?
Yep, that's the lyrics. They Not Like Us.
Who?
They.
Who's they?
I guess Drake. I guess Drake's people.
Well, who's Drake?
I feel like I've said this already.
You understand this?
I'm trying.
Look, okay. All right, here we go. Drake, okay.
Gotcha, with a rapper.
Yes, one of the biggest. Actually, I think he might be the most successful rapper.
Well, there you go.
But either way, one of the biggest rappers.
He's the winner.
Currently, no.
He's better than Tupac?
He's dead.
Oh, yeah, Tupac's dead.
Well, I knew that, but he's...
It's hard to be big when you're... I mean, I guess Tupac's still popular,
I don't think he's the biggest.
Who?
I don't think Tupac ever was the biggest.
He was up there.
No, you had Ice-T and...
I can think of a lot. I think Snoop Dogg be... I don't know, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, you did. You had Ice-T, remember?
Yeah, Ice-T
and
was
Vanilla Ice and...
Oh, Vanilla Ice.
He was big.
And what about Eminem?
Eminem?
Oh, Eminem, yeah.
Oh, you taught Tupac. Come on. Jeez, that's as bad as rubber bullets. No, so, okay, so Drake is a big rapper.
Yep,
okay.
And Kendrick used to be a big rapper,
okay.
But he's kind of fallen off.
Whatever.
But like I said, he made a song with, I don't remember, two other rappers, and then in the song he says,
They Not Like Us.
No, because, essentially, screw the big three, it's just big me. So he's saying that they're that
this isn't happening country music.
Well, yeah, you're right. I'll give you that one. He essentially was just saying, like, you know, who cares about the top three artists? Because I am obviously the biggest artist in the world, even though Kendrick was definitely at the time. Kendrick was definitely.
Well, that's
not.
Rude.
Well, I mean, now it's. I mean, everybody claims to be the greatest. In rap songs,
so
and nobody is.
Where is this all going? What is the point?
Drake just got salty, and then wrote a song to clap back at Kendrick, and then Kendrick wrote it, and that's it. I mean, they just wrote songs back and forth, and all of Kendrick's songs were.
What's
better.
This have to do with the Super Bowl?
Because not like I said, not like Us came out and it blew up. It was the biggest song of the year, and they put Kendrick in the Super Bowl.
Did he sing that at the Super Bowl?
He did. It was the last song he sang.
Oh, okay.
So,
and he brought his girlfriend out
there. He brought Drake's ex-girlfriend out there.
The tennis player.
To throw jabs at Drake.
And she did that. What is that? Crip walk.
Also,
crip walk.
Crip walk.
Is that what it's called?
Crip walk.
Is called
I thought it was called a crip walk.
Yeah. Crip.
Okay. Crip. Whatever.
Crip walk, yeah.
What is that?
It's a... crip walk, I don't know if it's still relevant in far of the gang terms, but it used to... Like, crip, as the name would suggest, it was a dance that Crips would do back in the day, I suppose, is the assumption.
So she was dancing like a rap a gang member?
Yeah.
Okay. What did that have to do with anything?
I mean, they not like us. You're not on our side. I guess it's just a...
Is this a gang side. War?
No, it's not a gang war.
You know, that killed Tupac.
It's not a
That's
gang
what
war.
Happened. They killed him for that.
I think she was just doing it because she... I don't know. She does it. It's popular.
Well, she's a good dancer.
But also... So
That's what I saw.
during the Super Bowl halftime show, he had the layout of a PlayStation controller. So he had X, circle, triangle, and square, and there were lights in the shapes, you know, and the lights would flash, and it flashed in the pattern of the infinite health and armor for Grand Theft Auto 5 cheat code. So he was clowning Drake on a whole different level.
See, nobody understands that. We're all watching that going, what is that all about?
Yeah.
I didn't understand. How did you hear that?
He was clowning Drake on a subconscious. He was doing the infinite health and armor.
If nobody knows, who cares?
Well, I mean...
Nobody got that.
Oh, I mean, it was recognized.
Oh, people were stuffing their face with Tostitos.
The internet ran
and
off
stuff.
With it. The internet went crazy about it.
Nobody was going crazy.
The internet
I was
went crazy because...
Nobody knew.
The internet went crazy because Kendrick had Drake's ex-girlfriend out there. And
well, I heard about that. I heard about that. That's it, though.
That's it.
I didn't hear anything else.
Well, I mean, you know.
That's good, though, I think, to bring somebody's ex-girlfriend out there, have her plopping out there.
Oh, Lord.
She was taking a dig.
Oh, well, I mean.
She sure was.
Drake got cooked in that rap beef. That's all, you know. Drake
lost. Did she break up with him or did he break up with her?
I honestly have no clue.
Can you imagine bringing somebody else?
Not a clue.
Can you imagine, though, the Serena Williams, that her ex-boyfriend's biggest enemy says, come out on the biggest show all year and dance with me, and she says yes. Now, how much must she hate this ex-boyfriend?
A lot.
Well, Drake's an interesting kind of person.
Well, she must have liked him at some point.
Well, I mean, you know.
I always say love is about that far from hate. Very close.
Well, I mean, they're both very, I mean, you know, it's. I guess it's just strong emotions.
I think she must still have feelings for him.
Drake?
Oh, yes. Why would she be doing that?
I don't know.
That's just bringing up dirty laundry.
No, I mean, you know, I don't know. Look, all I'm saying is if I had the opportunity to go out on national television and make fun of one of my exes, why not? Honestly?
Oh, that's fun.
Oh,
listen. you can't make fun of people.
Well, I mean,
people don't like that.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not the one who. I was just asked to partake in this beef. I'm not the one who even started the beef. I was just asked to be on stage at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but you know.
Oh yeah, I mean, I know. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. And she came out there was just dancing around, having a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't. Who would be a good Super Bowl person? Are you upset about Bad Bunny?
I am.
You are.
Yeah, because I don't know who he is.
12th most popular artist in the world. A lot of people know who he is.
Huh. Interesting.
Who would you like?
I would like maybe a Janet Jackson again.
Well, I don't think they'll let her back ever since they...
Oh, yeah, after her boob popped out.
Yeah.
And then the wardrobe malfunction.
That's when the FCC really got moving. Oh, wardrobe malfunction.
Oh,
who would you
boy.
Like to see?
I don't know. I mean, I thought Kendrick was good. You can put Kendrick up there again for all I care.
nobody understood that to begin.
I mean, honestly, I don't know. Like, not most likely, whoever you pick, I'm not watching the halftime show either way. It doesn't matter.
Let's see. I tell you who I think would draw. Of course, Taylor Swift would draw.
Yeah, but she already said no.
Right, but she would draw.
They'd have to pay her a load of money.
You know, I bet the country people would draw.
I bet the country people would probably draw. I mean,
I don't know who you would get, though.
Garth Brooks. Get Garth Brooks.
Oh, no, he's yesterday. No. You got to get somebody current.
Current?
Jelly Roll.
Morgan Wallen.
Is Jelly Roll
No, country? But nobody knows him. Jelly Roll would do
Nobody
it.
Knows Morgan Wallen.
No, I thought that was a woman for the longest
Morgan
time.
Morgan Wallen is one of the biggest names in country music.
He is playing like clubs. And who's that other one?
Brian. People love Luke Bryan.
People say that, but I don't see him a lot of places either.
Well, Luke Bryan, you know, he's
what are his songs?
I honestly couldn't tell you the name of
any of them.
See, he's not big.
He's the judge on American Idol.
Oh.
Okay. Whatever.
We're talking about who now? Jason Aldean?
Luke Bryan, right?
No, they're all the same to me. I mean, they all sound
like you need somebody. You need like a big fat guy out there, like Jelly Roll, who people can distinguish him. You know, he's been in prison.
Oh, he's got okay. So
you know who else should be good?
Who's that?
What was his name that sung that one song? What is his name? Dave Alacole.
He's about 90.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, I don't know.
No, what about J-Lo would get it?
Oh, J-Lo?
And she has a lot of ex-boyfriends and ex-husbands. She could trot out there.
Does Whoopi Goldberg make any music?
No.
Oh, sad.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Everybody knows Whoopi Goldberg. You put her out there
doing
something.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Why not?
Jeez, Louise. Whoopi Goldberg.
She could do something.
At the Super Bowl halftime show? Maybe at the Oscars?
She could do voiceovers like she always does.
No, who could you have? I'm telling you, Jelly Roll would do it.
I think Jelly Roll would
Jelly Roll would get it done.
I think he'd do it.
Hey, you know what? Before we wrap this up, we're going a little over. But play the song. This is a terrible song.
Which song?
Play the song that was the guy at the Bratwurst Festival. Remember the you like this music? This song is horrible.
Song?
Yeah, what was the guy? Who was the guy who performed
Crazy.
The Crazy Bird? Yeah, listen to this song. This song
song do you want?
You know the one you like, the one that's terrible.
I like a lot of them.
No. Oh, Margarita.
He's not talking about Watermelon Crawl.
Not Watermelon. No, not Watermelon Crawl. What was the other one?
Drinkin' Bone?
Drinkin' Bone. Listen to this.
Drinkin' Bone?
Now, understand this. Now turn it up loud so people can hear it at home. Whoa, there we go. You could have heard this at the Bratwurst Festival live.
Oh, really?
It's Friday evening, 6 o'clock, and all my friends are twisting off. I'm at the house just turning on TV. Well, they all wonder why I've changed. How many times must I explain? It's basic honky-tonk anatomy. The drinking bone's connected to the party bone. The party bone's connected to the staying out all night long. She won't think it's funny, and I wind up all alone. And the lonely bone's connected to the drinking bone.
And did you catch all that? So if you get drunk, you're going to get broken up with.
Yeah, it's a good cycle.
And that's why you're getting drunk. I think people need to see some sort of psychologist who listened to that music.
No, this is a good song. I love this song.
That's probably based on the true story.
Probably.
Well, yeah, I mean.
I bet he's available to do a halftime show.
Yeah.
Well, it's more like a, because, you know. Because he sets it up by saying that he's sitting home watching TV and his friends are basically calling him lame. But then, you know.
Well, he could probably be doing anything and they'd call him lame.
And then, you know. And then they said,
imagine what they thought when they heard he was playing the Bratwurst Festival.
If you drink, you probably party. If you party, you're probably staying out all night. And if you're staying out all night, she won't think it's funny. And if she doesn't think it's funny, you'll wind up all alone.
Well, why are you?
If you're all alone, you're gonna drink.
Well, why are you staying out all? Why are you staying out all night if you have a girl at home? See?
Because you have a life.
Oh.
Yeah, I got things better to do.
No.
Drunk? Look, I'm my own person. You can do what you want to do.
Not all night.
I'm
going
to do what I want to do.
Not all night.
And, like, you know, like, we can cross over in the middle somewhere every now and then. Like, we don't need to, like, be, you know, like connected at the hip.
All night? If the girl's calling you all night and you're not answering the phone?
I mean, I'll probably answer and be like, yeah, I'm not. I'll be home later.
Well, and she'll say, don't come home at all. I think that's what this is all about. That's how that works, right?
There you go.
Yeah,
he should play the Super Bowl because nobody'd care about that. He'd be right up there with everybody else. But I like the idea of Bad Bunny. I think change is good.
Yeah, why not?
Bad Bunny.
I'll have to listen to Bad Bunny.
Yeah, let's.
I think he's more popular than a lot of the artists that they put up there.
You can find some Bad Bunny today. And tonight, Sean will be back from 8 to 10 with me on this show, and this will be good. And Matt will be at Slimer tonight. But
Yep.
I think it's really just a Daughtry show. It's just a Daughtry show tonight. And that'll be on, and your show will be, what's the 10 o'clock show about tonight?
We're going to talk about some of the NFL stuff. We're going to talk about the halftime show as we kind of have here. And we're going to talk about the government shutdown.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be back later on for this episode and hour. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
With your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
WGH Talk Radio is supported by J.